Yes. Oh my God, it was an exciting week for fashion. London Fashion Week, Madrid Fashion Week, even Zurich. I am Michael Freebie, and this is Future Fashion Icons. I loved Labrum London by Fedaya's menswear collection, all the eccentric capes and gigantic headpieces that looked like they belong on a king. I love that they used gold elements of Baroque in the patterns. Ambush by Yoon On just released their Fall Winter 2024 lookbook, featuring a series of very preppy menswear looks utilizing large preppy 1950 style black letters on basically everything. I love the way that Ambush by Yoon On stuck to a color scheme of navy blue, dark bluish gray, bright yellow, and dull faded maroon intermixed with crisp whites. It actually made for a very good color scheme for both the block letters that they put on the things in those colors and for the overall line, which was also in those colors. I'm going to need this new Ambush by Yoon On line. Mark Bryan wowed everyone this week. The superstar fashion icon Mark Bryan notoriously goes viral every week for pumping gas and all kinds of things, grocery shopping. But this week, Mark Bryan showed up in a sexy 1950s Marilyn Monroe style black turtleneck sweater paired with short Tiffany blue skirt. It was a very tight-fitting skirt paired with tan-colored Hedouin, I think that's called, you say it Hedouin, or is it Hedouin, pantyhose. The color is called Smoky Whiskey, and then he wore some very Tiffany blue pointy stilettos, which had chunky triangular heels. Oh my God, I am going to need this sexy Mark Bryan Tiffany blue look with the Hedouin pantyhose and those heels with the chunky triangles on the back. It looked epic. I was not impressed with anyone at this weekend's SAG Awards. Skip. Sexy Colombian fitness model Moises Izquierdo01 has been busting out look after look after look. He was spotted hopping off his motorcycle in a black motorcycle helmet paired with a bright day glow orange 80s windbreaker that appeared to have glow-in-the-dark stripes on it, and he paired that with shiny white tights. There are pictures of Moises Izquierdo01 working out to 80s music while wearing tight Tiffany blue short shorts and the world's smallest tank tops. Moises also hit the gym recently in a spandex footless Captain America bodysuit with matching red, white, and blue chunky sneakers. Oh my God, London Fashion Week. Simone Rocha, I loved Simone Rocha's poodle dress. The whole tight-fitting see-through nude illusion with furry black poodles on top is epic. I loved Tolu Coker's super sexy take on preppy, the super sexy short preppy dress with a super cinched waist and oversized short sleeves and oversized collar. A super cropped, preppy, long-sleeved shirts that show off the abs. I need this sexy, preppy look from Tolu Coker. David Coma's caramel-colored thigh-high boots. Yes, y sirve, y sirve. The caramel-colored furry scarf by David Coma, which was layered with a caramel blazer. But this furry scarf was also layered in another David Coma look with a see-through nude leotard with silver glitter emphasis around the breasts. Elsewhere in David Coma's Fall Winter 2024 collection, he served a furry Tiffany blue fantasy. I love these Tiffany blue looks with dresses and skirts in Tiffany blue with thick Tiffany blue fur trim. I loved all of David Coma's Black Swan meets motorcycle biker looks. Oh my God, black leather biker gear with ballet dancer silhouettes and a heavy helping of black fur trims and fur fringes. Burberry 2024. I love their olive green fur coat from the menswear side, which they matched with different tones of olive green, the pants, the deep V-neck sweater. It was three shades of olive green. I loved all the various furs on display in this collection, and I loved all of the olive green in all of the various shades of olive green. Oh my god. And I loved all the different men's pants with strategically placed zippers that created sexy slits all over. I'm going to need some of this Burberry 2024 just so I can bust out of it with all of those strategically placed zipper panels. I also loved all the pieces made of teddy bear faux fur material. I always want to say fox fur, but it's faux fur. Faux fur material. Oh my god, all the teddy bear fur pants, sweaters, and trench coats. I feel weird calling teddy bear fur fur. The coordinating women's line, I loved the fur coat dress, which was also olive green, but seemed to be a few shades of olive green, giving a very swampy effect, like a sexy swamp thing. I don't know if other people would think sexy swamp thing is a compliment, but I love swamp thing. Anyway, icon Dame Zandra Rhodes was spotted all over London Fashion Week, including the debut of milliner, is that how you say it, milliner? Stephen Jones' new 2024 millinery collection. Zandra wore a self-designed splashy royal blue caftan with hot pink designs all over, paired with a necklace of giant-sized faux diamonds. Her trademark hot pink bob was accessorized with a large furry black bow from Stephen Jones' new millinery collection. Stephen's line also included a wide-brim leopard print hat, which I am going to need immediately. It was very, I want to say Pretty Woman, but I feel like Pretty Woman was inspired by something else. Later that day, Zandra also showed up to the London 2024 Sabira show in a remixed version of the same look, this time wearing a new Stephen Jones hat, different from the previous Stephen Jones hat, a purple trench coat over the previous look, and a necklace full of bright red baubles. The Sabira show was stunning. You could see the Joan Crawford inspiration, not just in the collection, but in the casting, which was handled by casting director Simon Lewis, aka Cast and Select. I would have loved to have seen a show full of Joan Crawford impersonators wearing legit Joan Crawford looks. I also loved all the pastel pink looks, some of which were Joan Crawford inspired, all the flowing Joan Crawford-esque gowns and robes. It was a variety of Joan Crawford looks, all in sparkling, shimmering shades of light pink. The millinery for the collection was provided by Piers Atkinson, who gave very golden age of Hollywood style diva veils. Oh my god, I love the golden age of Hollywood style veils. There was one look that gave somewhat Dr. Seuss vibes, but I love Dr. Seuss. It was a baby pink dress where the bottom half was sparkly and the top half was not, but had pink furs on the shoulders. Oh my god, pink furs on the shoulders. Accessorized with pink pearls and a pink clutch. I'm going to need some pink furs and pink pearls. The very Dr. Seuss baby pink furry poof ball hat by Pierre Atkinson stole the show. I need that hat. I need the entire Dr. Seuss meets Joan Crawford vibe and fantasy. I'm going to need it all. I have been doing polls on Instagram, and I've been super surprised by the results. Like, I'm glad I did them because I thought they were very informative. I learned a lot of new things just by asking questions. One thing I have learned is that my followers love wedding dresses, and my followers apparently want to see me wearing a wedding dress. Oh my god, I want to wear a wedding dress too. Richard Quinn had no shortage of epic wedding looks for his fall-winter 2024 collection at London Fashion Week. I love Richard Quinn's flowing flowery gowns with the flower with the flower prints all over. One gown I loved in particular was 1950 style with the balloon skirt bottom half, and it went completely from being completely covered in baby pink glitter on the top half to fading into completely black on the bottom. And that is not even mentioning the lush white wedding dresses. Oh my god, one of the wedding dresses looks like an exact replica from the dress Elizabeth Taylor wore in her 1950 film, The Princess Bride. It was a super glamorous wedding dress. And another one of Richard Quinn's 2024 wedding dresses looks like a subtle upgrade of, well, it's a very blinged out upgraded version of Princess Grace Kelly's classic legendary 1956 wedding dress. Oh my god, I am going to need to wear these wedding dresses by Richard Quinn. Speaking of weddings, well, maybe. Simon Dunhill's London Fashion Week 2024 collection was nonstop classic suits, but they had those sexy silhouettes, all the sexy textures, a great range of sexy colors, all my favorite colors. I loved the velvet chocolate brown suit, but it was a very dark chocolate brown, like I guess you would say dark chocolate. The ivory white suit where the blazer was basically a cape. I want to say it's shiny, but it's not really shiny. It looks fierce. A velour camel colored, not to be confused with caramel. Camel and caramel are two very similar colors, but yet they're very different. A camel colored suit with light nude V-neck sweater layered underneath the suit, but on top of the white dress shirt it was paired with on the very bottom. I loved the Simon Dunhill 2024 rust-colored trench coat, it was a leather rust-colored trench coat with a very tight-fitting silhouette. I love when these leather trench coats have very tight silhouettes. Patrick McDowell always impresses me. I loved that he had a black gown that looks like it was made out of nonstop gold records and or gold awards. Oh my god, I want to wear this. Also, he had an old school Hollywood style dress that had a print of nonstop piano musical notes. I love the way the piano musical note dress poofed out, yet it cinched tightly in all the right places. It was flawless. I loved the lacy tights from Yuhan Wang Yuhan's new collection, and I also loved YWY's oversized see-through black goth Well, it wasn't a sweater, it was more of a jacket. It was a oversized see-through black goth jacket with a lacy print all over. I wanted to say it's a Baroque print, but it's not really. I don't know. Sexy London model British Leon 01 was spotted eating cereal in a Captain America spandex bodysuit. And he was later seen doing what can only be described as a backwards abdominal exercise, wearing nothing but a pair of footless white tights with black waistband. Oh my god, it was so sexy. I need to learn this backwards abdominal exercise because British Leon 01 has a very hot body. Ballet star Angelo Grieco was seen in a new photo shoot wearing all D-Squared 2, including an 80s-style cropped D-Squared 2 slouch sweater that revealed his abs and said the word icon in big letters and matching black footless D-Squared 2 tights. Angelo wore shaggy 80s hair and a beard with look. Oh my god. Pat McGrath just revealed, as of today, a new makeup line with Marc Jacobs in celebration of Marc Jacobs' 40th anniversary. The makeup line includes a lipstick that has Pat McGrath's classic lipstick packaging, where the lipstick has like that giant gold bow on the lipstick. But instead of being her usual shades, it's black with the white Marc Jacobs prints all over it. Oh my god, that's a nice shade of lipstick, and the packaging looks epic. Also this weekend, Victor and Rolf debuted their new 2024 collection and a new museum exhibition in Zurich, with even supermodel Coco Roca in attendance. The museum includes many of V&R's most iconic pieces, like pastel flowing, almost piñata-like ombre gowns, one of which famously says in large letters, "No photos, please." The museum also includes the infamous bright yellow leotard with giant 3D letters that spell out "I wish you well," which had variations worn by J-Lo, Shakira, Beyonce. I would love to see this entire exhibition in person. I also loved from their new 2024 collection their big, gigantic, poofy white gowns. Can you imagine each room of this Victor and Rolf Museum smelling like each of Victor and Rolf's fragrances? I love their outfits, but I also love their fragrances, both the women's and men's fragrances. Oh my god, and can you imagine each room smelling like the super rare, obscure, limited edition variations of the fragrances? It's like they have 50 different versions of each fragrance, and some of them are super rare and very hard to, or if not impossible to find. Oh my god. Imagine all the variations of that new tiger lily. Oh my god. Madrid Fashion Week. Oh my god, I love the black dress by Isabella Sanchez. It was tight-fitting, it was a long black dress, but then it cuts away in an intricate zigzag pattern to be entirely skin on one side. It was like long sleeve on one side, but then nothing on the other, and I'm going to need to wear this dress. Hannibal Laguna, I love that name, served some of the foxiest red carpet dresses I've seen in a while. I love all the shiny, silky lavender dresses. Literally all of the lavender dresses were epic. But I also love Hannibal Laguna's silver metallic dress with horizontal glittery black stripes all over and power shoulders. It was long-sleeved. It was very seductive Hollywood villainess. And I love their billowing royal blue dresses that served 1950s yacht fantasy. Oh my god, I could totally see Zsa Zsa Gabor in one of these royal blue dresses. Maria Lafuente, oh my god, all of Maria Lafuente's giant 3D roses on everything, all of Maria Lafuente's monochromatic nude looks, all of Maria Lafuente's nude illusion looks. This is possibly my favorite collection to ever exist. It's like this Maria Lafuente person knows what I want and she is serving it. Y sirve, y sirve, y sirve. Oh my god, yes. I love Maria Lafuente's super cropped nude cashmere sweater, which she paired with a flowing nude skirt with intricate lacy tulle fringing. I also loved Maria Lafuente's cropped sheer red blouse with giant red roses popping out across the front. They covered the entire front, and they had extra poofy sheer sleeves. She paired that sheer red top with red sheer completely see-through flare pants. And then there was a version of the same two-piece 3D look, but in baby pink. Oh my god, I need Maria Lafuente's entire collection. And that wraps up my Future Fashion Icons recap of London Fashion Week, Madrid Fashion Week, etc. I hope you all tune in next time. Bye!